William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Killing of Innocence, a novel by Deborah Crombie, performed by Gerard Doyle. A note before we begin. To view a map of London pertinent to the novel, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/A Killing of Innocence. For Caroline Todd, mentor and dear friend, you are sorely missed. Chapter 1. She stood looking down at her daughter sleeping, damp hair tangled, her duvet kicked half off. The child had never slept easily, but those nights of walking and rocking were too distant now, a memory she struggled to grasp, just as she struggled to recall the warm weight of her baby in her arms. Now the half-light from the open bedroom door made hieroglyphics of the unicorns dancing across her rumpled pyjamas, as if the beasts were dancing in scattered moonlight. How could she bear to leave her little girl, perhaps for months? But she must, she knew she must. She needed to be herself, needed room to breathe, room to think, room to make decisions without the constant weight of his displeasure. She felt his presence even before she heard his footsteps in the hall, and his shadow blocked the light behind her. He grasped her shoulders. "You won't go." She didn't turn, tried to stop herself flinching. "I have to. You know I have to. I can help." "That's your God complex, my dear," he said softly. "Your place is here. A mother. A wife."
"Yes, but..."
Her protest died away as his fingers bit into the soft flesh of her upper arms. His voice was a whisper now, a breath in her ear. "If you do this, you will regret it. I can promise you that." Duncan Kincaid stretched the paperwork-induced kinks from his neck and took an appreciative sip of beer. The Victorian pub in Lamb's Conduit Street was beginning to fill up with Friday happy hour drinkers, most of whom seemed to be refugee staff from Great Ormond Street Hospital across the street. Kincaid himself was on his way home from Holborn Police Station, but had agreed to meet his detective sergeant, Doug Cullen, for a quick debriefing on an interview Doug had taken that afternoon in Theobald's Road. The team was tidying up a few loose ends from a case, the knifing of an elderly Asian shop owner during the robbery of his corner shop. The assailants had been vicious, but not too bright. Balaclavas had covered their faces, but not the distinctive tattoo on the knife-wielder's hand, caught on the shop's CCTV. The pair had spent the meagre proceeds of the robbery on 6 packs of lager, bought in a shop in the next road, this time maskless. Idiots. It was the sort of senseless crime that made Kincaid feel weary. Taking another sip of his pint, he glanced at his watch. Doug was late. The young woman sitting alone at the next table seemed to mimic him, checking her own watch, then her mobile, with a frown of irritation. In spite of the blustery November evening, the room was warm from the fire, and she had shrugged off her fur-trimmed anorak to reveal hospital scrubs. Their pale green colour set off her dark skin and the dark twists of her hair. A doctor, he thought, as the nursing staff were usually in uniform, and he revised his guess at her age up a few years. When she tucked her mobile back in her bag, he looked away, aware that he'd been staring. The door nearest the fire swung open, bringing a blast of cold, damp air and a flurry of brown leaves. The young woman looked up, her face expectant, but it was Doug Cullen. His anorak and fair hair beaded with moisture, his cheeks pink from the cold. Oblivious, Doug slid into the chair opposite Kincaid and pulled off his spattered glasses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?